KOSU listeners might know Brent Weber as the commentator on our weekly Sports Talk segment with Michael Cross. But other work he's done recently concerns a different matter entirely, a matter that makes some people uncomfortable.
There were an awful lot of these volunteers, and they didn't know what to expect when they got there, and it changed their lives, and that's what the film became. We tell the story of the necessity of inclusion of people with severe disabilities in our world today through the people whose lives changed, the volunteers, the staff.
Brent says the story he tells in his new documentary, Real Live Angels, is not a soapbox speech, but a fun look at a summer camp that shows individuals with disabilities in a different way than a lot of people without disabilities are used to seeing.
I just hope those people who are able to watch it, enjoy it, whether they're in the special needs community or not, because clearly there'll be some of those folks that will enjoy it and will watch it. But just the average person to take 45 minutes out and feel like they went to a really great summer camp and at the end of it think, wow, those people had spina bifida and they were going down the zip line. And that little boy is blind, but he was on the dance floor having the time of his life. You know, these people are just people.
The setting of Real Live Angels is Camp Summit, a sleepaway camp for children and adults with disabilities in Dallas, Texas. Brent was inspired to create the film when he visited the camp to see his daughter, who was volunteering there.
The first time I went down there, I thought, you know, I'll do a little news story. I was doing the morning news at Fox 25 in Oklahoma City at the time. I'd take my camera on the weekends, and I had an Edit Bay at home, and I just put something together from my weekend and say, hey, this is what I did, just to try to be inclusive of my communities. And I took my camera down there and, you know, of course I'm going to interview my daughter. Are you kidding me? And I just started to realize how powerful the experience was becoming. And she said near the end of the interview that she believed it was the one place on earth where she could meet real live angels. Angels on earth. And I got chills when I heard it, and I never got that out of my head. And I think she's right, and I think that's what the gist of the story is.
Through Real Live Angels, Brent hopes to give his viewers a glimpse at what he sees when he visits Camp Summit.
I've been blessed in my life. I've met presidents, I've been to Super Bowls, World Series, walked down the red carpet. I have been to very few places where everyone was smiling, where everyone was having a good time. Camp Summit, every time I've been, that's exactly what it was like. Everyone was having a good time. There's irony to that. You know, at first glance, and see if this has ever happened to you, you know, you're at the mall and someone frowns and you say hi and they just keep walking. And we imagine all the reasons why that person's not nice. At camp, they might be deaf. It opens up that mind you that, you know, they may not have heard me. In a very simple thing, my daughter made fun of me. I was doing this fun little piece with one of this little guy that wanted to take the camera from me. And so I was showing him how the camera works, and she goes, Dad, you know, you need to look him in the face. He can read your lips, but he's deaf. I think it's just maybe it's about getting us out of our boxes, you know, and soaring a little bit. And not doing it alone.
The Paramount on Oklahoma City's Film Row hosts the first screening of Real Live Angels Saturday, March 8th at 4 p.m. The screening is free and open to the public. More information about Real Live Angels is available on Facebook and at realliveangelsmovie.com. For KOSU News, I'm Nicole Robinson Carroll.